I wasn't completely overwhelmed by the fact that it was a huge city. I have family in large cities down south, so it wasn't too bad, but the fact that I was actually going to be living there for 10, 11 months was kind of scary. I didn't leave my house for the first month and a half because I was too scared to use the bus or the metro by myself. But then I learned how to do it, and I got used to it. I really fell in love with Warsaw.
What's the city like?
It's big and gray, and especially in the winter time, it can get really depressing, but there's a lot of really beautiful parts. They rebuilt the old town, and there's this large Soviet building in the very center of Warsaw called the Palace of Culture and Science. And some people hate it, and some people like it. And there's like lots of old apartments everywhere.
What was your daily life like? You go to school and come back, or?
Yeah, I went to a Polish high school. It was from my first host family's house. It was about 2 blocks away, so I didn't have to worry about taking a bus there or anything. I just went from school back home. My school was about 500 kids, so it wasn't huge. It wasn't too small. It was a normal school, and I was the only exchange student at that school. And they never had an exchange student before, so none of my teachers knew what to do.
But I'm guessing most of the kids knew some English.
Oh yeah, most of them know English. Most of them have been learning English since, oh my gosh, since they were about 10, 9 or 10. Yeah.
Okay, so they could help you out a little bit too.
Yeah, they did.
What parts of Polish culture do you feel like you're bringing back? Did you get into the food? Did you get?
I did. My first host family was very traditionally Polish, so they only made Polish food. They didn't make Chinese food or Indian food or pizza or anything. It was all Polish food. I did learn how to make some, and
Kielbasa,
oh
pierogi,
yeah.
what are we talking about here?
Well, let's see. I learned how to make pierogi actually from my host grandmother, my second family. But my first host family, my host mom taught me how to make like Russian salad and bigos and kotlet and just all this. I mean, she was just the most amazing cook.
Lots of meat and potatoes, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was a vegetarian before I left.
Oh, wow.
So, but I mean, and my friends who had gone to Europe, they're like, trust me, that's not going to work when you're there. And so I got there, and I just kind of was like, all right, you know what? We can adapt here. And yeah, it was really great. I did travel around Poland a lot. I went to several different cities for Rotary events and just for traveling with my friends. And it was really interesting seeing the difference in Polish cities because some of them used to be German cities. So the different styles in architecture and just little quirks of these cities, like
Some of the cities had some of the older buildings still standing and some of that history remaining.
yeah, some did. Krakow had a lot of old buildings because it wasn't destroyed as much, and Krakow is considered the most beautiful city in Poland, but my favorite was Wrocław. It used to be a German city, and everything, it kind of looks like the old town looks like Candyland. So pink and green and yeah.
Did you visit any of the former concentration camps or extermination camps?
Yes, in May we took a rotary trip to the Polish city. It's Oświęcim, and there we visited Auschwitz and Birkenau, and it was really kind of a surreal moment for most of us there, and they had a lot of exhibits. And after we went, well, first we went to Auschwitz and then we went to Birkenau, and the Nazis had blown up all the gas chambers that were in Birkenau, so there were these giant piles of rubble. And it was an absolutely beautiful day, and the birds were singing and the sun was shining and the grass was green, and it just felt really different, like to have that kind of weather in that kind of place. It was very contrasting. And after we got back to our hotel, everyone just kind of was quiet, and it was a very humbling moment for everyone, I
You
think.
had prepared by reading about what had happened there and knew what to expect.
It's really, in the US we read about it in history class and everything, but actually being there, and my second host family, my host father's grandfather, he's still alive, and he was sent to Treblinka when he was 15. So It was, and I unfortunately did not get to meet him, but the fact that, I mean, there's still people there that remember, and it's absolutely incredible.
It's still very much a part of their lives. And,
yeah.
And that country has gone through so much change even since World War II. The fall of communism and just dramatic change from what the country was just 50 to 60 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of change in the younger generations, for sure. But for the older generations, like all the elderly people and everything, they still live in these Soviet bloc apartments that are very small, very gray. There's no elevators. And for them, nothing has really changed. And it's, especially in Warsaw, it's kind of still, it's not in communism still, but there are a lot of people there that believe that nothing is better, nothing has changed. And the younger people are definitely, I mean, they're off traveling and they all speak four languages and they're just happy. And there's a huge contrast between these two, these generations.